The New South Wales government has finally delivered its plan for the next 4 weeks of lockdown after another record number of cases for this outbreak, 177 in 24 hours. Shopping's been restricted to 10 kilometres from home, but restrictions are being eased for the construction sector and for school students preparing for final exams. Along with additional financial support for workers and businesses, the plan appears to be aimed at riding out the COVID storm until vaccination rates improve. When asked if it was possible to get to COVID zero in 4 weeks, this was Premier Gladys Berejiklian's response.
Well, look, that's obviously our intention, but we've seen how we've struggled to reduce that number of infections in the community, and that is apparent.
Still, epidemiologists say the revamped restrictions can provide a path out of lockdown if they're followed to the letter. David Taylor begins our coverage.
You would have needed rose-coloured glasses to see the end of lockdown approaching in Greater Sydney, but any illusions are now smashed.
I will be announcing now Greater Sydney will be in lockdown for a further 4 weeks till the 28th of August.
The New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, reported more than 94,000 Sydney-siders came forward for testing. But community transmission of the highly infectious Delta strain remains stubbornly high. Of the 177 new cases recorded, 46 were in the community for all of their infectious period, while 22 out and about for part of it. 62 cases remain under investigation. And another death, an unvaccinated woman in her 90s at Liverpool Hospital, bringing the total to 11 for the current outbreak. It's forced the Premier's hand to go harder on restrictions, including extending the list of areas where most workers are restricted from leaving.
That is Parramatta, Georges River and Campbelltown, and all the suburbs in those local government areas. So it's really important for people in those three local government areas to appreciate the virus is now circulating in their community at a rate that we think is too dangerous.
From midnight tonight, people in these local government areas cannot leave home for work unless exempted. These are workers in industries including essential retail, healthcare and manufacturing. Bob Dwyer is the Lord Mayor of Parramatta. He says people are frustrated and worried, and he fears many workers in the area still aren't clear about exactly what they can and can't do.
Most of those people out there are something like 100 different nationalities in Parramatta. They're either labourers or they could be working in the construction industry or the tradespeople. That's the only way they can get any money, and it must be a nightmare for them. And they need some encouragement. They need to say, well, if we do X, Y, Z, then we've got a chance of doing it. But I don't think they're seeing that at the moment, unfortunately.
For Greater Sydney, from midnight tonight, people can only shop for essential goods within their LGA or 10 kilometres from their home. Home learning will continue for another 4 weeks, except for Year 12 students who'll soon be back in the classroom. And the construction industry can begin the process of building itself up again.
So outside of those 8 local government areas, we will allow non-occupied construction. That means construction on premises where nobody is living or staying.
And again, outside the 8 designated Western Sydney local government areas, tradies can work as long as the job doesn't involve contact with anyone. The ongoing lockdown can be particularly hard and lonely for single households. So Gladys Berejiklian is introducing the singles bubble.
If you have been or are living by yourself, you are allowed to nominate one person that's allowed to visit you, but it has to be the same person. If you're within those 8 local government areas, it has to be somebody within your local government area or within that 10-kilometre distance.
Aside from workplaces, households remain the biggest source of transmission for the virus. It's the movement between these two environments, says Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant, that's the key to getting on top of this latest outbreak.
The one thing we can do as individuals is stay within our family unit, because if we have not had any further interactions with anyone else, that limits the transmission.
So will the revamp restrictions work to bring Greater Sydney out of lockdown in a month? Deakin University Chair in Epidemiology, Catherine Bennett, cautiously says yes, if new orders are followed to the letter.
So the next step is really how it closes down. And I think the what we're hearing about today is really reinforcing the strict rules that are needed in the areas where transmission is occurring. I think my concern is while we're still seeing it now engage those neighbouring areas, so you're now looking at, you know, 8 LGAs, at the same time, is that enough? You know, do you need to put a wider ring around that so it's not moving into the next areas?
To increase the chances of the new restrictions bringing the number of infectious in the community down to zero or close to it, the Premier says there'll be more police on the beat in Western Sydney in coming days.
And Commissioner Fuller will be here tomorrow to outline what some of those measures will include.
And from Saturday, all authorised workers who live in Canterbury Bankstown must now get a COVID-19 test every 3 days in order to leave their LGA for work. In addition, aged care and healthcare workers who live in Fairfield and Cumberland but work outside these areas must also get tested once every 3 days in order to work outside their LGA. The Premier may say in relation to the Delta strain,
there are no rule books in a pandemic. Things can change very quickly one way or the other.
But the list of rules to live by are complex.
David Taylor with that report.